Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for the vibe check this Thursday morning. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and yes, we're just
kidding.
Those good vibes. 585-252-9800. What's up, guys? I'm going to be honest with you. This studio stinks. And I'm pretty sure.
I'm blind to it now. I completely forgot about it.
It's coming.
It's like once you get in it and you've basked in it, you don't know it anymore.
I walked in this morning. I'm like, is it my upper lip? No. It smells like a mouse got in here and died. That's what it smells like. And I don't have it in me to start digging around this morning. I don't want to do it.
We got a long weekend, so I'm sure one of our engineers will look for it. Oh, maybe not. I don't know.
And that might not even be it. I don't know. There's no trash in the garbage can. I don't know what that smell is. Doesn't that drive you nuts when you smell something and you can't pinpoint where it's coming from?
Yeah. Again, only smelt it for like 10 minutes and now I'm basking in it, so I can't smell it anymore. I'm sure if I walk out and come back in, I could smell it. But anyways, what is everybody's vibes? How's everybody doing? What's the 411? Tell us literally everything.
Please.
We got some of our friends here. Kelsey's here. She says, good morning. I'm feeling great this morning because I wrapped up my show last night that I was really into. So I'm really like happy/sad about that. It's always such a weird feeling when you end a show that you're really into.
The tip for that is don't watch the last episode. That way it never ends.
Right. Good morning and happy Thursday from Nico and Steven. Hey-o! The vibes are way, way up since it's our last day of work. Then we're leaving for Tennessee tomorrow around 3 a.m. to visit Nico's family. Love you guys so much. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Oh my God, drive safe.
I haven't been to Tennessee yet.
The old drive down to Tennessee.
We love you guys too.
Where are you going?
You guys hitting up Nashville?
Me. I've been to Nashville, Chattanooga, borders of Georgia.
What's the vibe in Chattanooga? Like, what's that like? Is it similar to Waco, Texas, where there's a whole lot of nothing?
Never been to Waco, Texas. But it's fine.
Oh, I love that review.
I mean, it's Tennessee. What do you want from me?
I don't know.
I'm
one of those guys, like, when you think New York, you think New York City.
Yeah.
When you think Nashville or Tennessee, you think Nashville. I don't know. I've just never been.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's a little far away from,
well, safe travels.
2 hours away from Nashville, but.
Please tell Nico's family we said hi.
No, literally.
Probably worried sick about us.
I know. They're probably like, how are your friends? They're fine.
I know you had a really heavy appointment yesterday, so I'm sure your vibes aren't through the roof because it's pretty anxiety driven.
Yeah.
You know, but. For the most part, you got a lot going on this weekend.
I know. This weekend's a huge weekend. This weekend is my girlfriend's birthday, so long weekend to just celebrate
Patrice.
Her. We're going out of town. Go, Patrice.
Go, Patrice. Where are you going?
Going to Skinny Atlas.
That's right.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. If you've never been to Skinny Atlas, it's just outside of Syracuse. Gorgeous town, gorgeous storybook town. And yeah, we're gonna do all the things, maybe a little spa moment, maybe a little hike moment.
Oh, there's so much to look forward to.
Yeah. So, and then Friday, going to Kane Brown at CMAC. So if you guys are going tonight, I mean, there's tonight, he's performing, tomorrow he's performing. So have some fun for the first CMAC concert of the summer.
Oh, it is the first one. That's right. And then, of course, we got Benson Boone on June 5th. It's coming to CMAC. That's going to be a huge concert, too. Breezy and I will 80% sure we're going to be there.
Hopefully. Right? Cross your fingers and your toes.
But the vibes are up this morning, way up. And so glad they are for some of you guys, too, this morning. So thanks for being here. Big story of the day. The founder of this nonprofit is pissed. It's the third time that somebody has touched her property, and it's the third time she's gotten robbed. I'll tell you what they took this time and what she's doing. And I'll tell you, this is an inspirational story because as much as this woman has been knocked down, she just keeps getting back up.
Period.
We'll tell you about it coming up next. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze.
Take PXY Mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of
98 PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. People are ruthless, Breezy.
That we know.
Ruthless. The founder of Conky Cruisers, if you haven't heard of it, it's a nonprofit here in Rochester. But they offer a lot of free neighborhood cycling and bicycling. And the founder said she has been robbed for the third time. Oh, that's so tough. After the first theft in 2015, the owner, Teresa Bowick, received a grant from the Greater Rochester Health Foundation just to install security fences.
So what was she robbed of exactly? The bikes or?
Well, the first few times, yeah. These bikes are in storage containers. They took the bikes. So after they got robbed the first couple times, the Health Foundation reached out and said, look, we want to make sure you have all the security measures that you need because we love the work that you do. And we want to make sure that you're safe. Get yourself a really big fence to protect all your bikes. And then they stole the fence. The whole thing. This fence was $12,000. And it protected all of the storage containers that had the bikes in it. And she woke up. Fence gone. Bowick said the thieves also cut the cords connecting her security cameras that keep an eye on those storage units where she keeps the bikes for her program.
Wow.
She goes, I started with nothing. We rebuilt from nothing. And here we do it again.
Yeah, that's wild.
And she said, it hurts. It really hurts. But I can't stop believing in Rochester. And I cannot stop investing in our youth. Rochester police responded to the theft report. This was on Monday and are investigating. But obviously, if you have any information or video, they request that you please call 911. If you're not going to do it, I certainly will. I love calling the police.
No, literally. It's like, I've already called them three times this morning.
Yeah.
Before 6:30.
If there's someone in need, sometimes you got to say something. And I know I can contradict myself sometimes because snitches get stitches. But when you own a nonprofit, let's help Teresa out here. Enough is enough. She's trying to do good in the community. And she has for many years.
Right. Absolutely.
They stole the fence?
I mean, shame on whoever put the fence in because I obviously didn't do a great job.
Well, this is why we can't have nice things in this city.
Period.
Breezy, you ever get naked in front of your dad?
Yeah. I mean, like, not very recently, but growing up, we were a nude family. We were.
Not everybody is. Some people grew up in naked households and that were just a little bit more comfortable with one another. Elena says she has a question for us for Parental Confidential this morning. Her husband is shaming her for doing just this in front of their 9-year-old son. Is that too old? We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY.
This weekend.
Memorial Day means a lot to me because it's the day that we remember our soldiers, sailors, everybody that's in the military.
We honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our country.
Remembering and honoring those who served to protect our...
Just when you think you've got life figured out. Oh! You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Breezy, how long would you say you've been a nudist?
Ever since I could walk.
You've been practicing for a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
31 years. Well, some people grew up in a naked household where they're more comfortable, we'll say, with their families. Others, not the case.
That's me.
Got this message from Elena. And I found this very interesting because, according to her, her husband's shaming her.
Okay.
Here's the message. Hi, guys. I'm going to be having a child this year and wanted to get other insights. I grew up in a naked household. Now, we changed how we got dressed and showered, etc., in front of each other. But it was something that I always did. It was something my parents always did. This was nothing to be embarrassed about. And I will add, it was just us girls who did this. We didn't have any brothers. So my husband and I, we already have a 9-year-old son. We have one on the way. I tend to still walk around naked in my home when he is present. Is this concept still weird? Because my husband thinks so, as he grew up with just his mother and much older brother. And he told me that our son is old enough where this will make him extremely uncomfortable and it's not okay anymore. He's at an age basically where this is, it's a no-no.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, cover up. And I feel like I'm being shamed. And I'm sorry, you guys, if this is such a weird question. I just wanted to hear from listeners if anyone else grew up in a naked household and if anyone else sees anything walking around with a 9-year-old son at home. Is it weird if I'm in the nude? Thank you, guys. All right. Well, according to you, it's not.
Not at all. I mean, like, listen.
When is it too old?
I mean, I feel like we all still kind of walk around naked.
You walk around fully nude in front of your dad?
I don't live with my parents, so it's not like I'm like,
when was the last
there
time you were
all the time. But
right.
Like, I mean, here's the thing. It comes down to working smarter, not harder. And I mean, for my family's sake, like, my mom does laundry every single day, uh-huh, multiple loads a day.
Okay.
And my dad is working with asphalt all day and tar and insert mess here.
Right.
So him stripping down in the garage, he's not wearing those clothes inside.
Of course not.
And then he's not going to rechange into other clothes just to run upstairs, then to get out of the clothes to get in the shower. It's
so
stupid.
He takes his boxers off and everything.
I don't know if he takes his boxers off, but
well, that's what we're talking about. Fully nude.
I mean, maybe, sure. Let's say sure he does. For the sake of the argument, yeah, he does.
Okay. And I'm just saying here, I grew up around it, but then you get to a certain age where some parents are like, okay, we're not going to do this anymore.
But it's like, why stop now? It's like, you've been doing it your whole life. It's honestly weird if you stop. Commit to the bit.
It's weird if you stop getting naked around your teenage kids. Well, at some point, I would assume that's...
But I'm saying, if it's your family norm, let it be your family norm. Like, I mean... If it's something you've always done, yes, it'd be weird if you just started randomly. You've never done it your whole life, and now that you're 15 and you're like, let's get naked together. Like,
see,
but
the,
if it's normal, then it's normal.
For some people, it's normal. It's not typically, I wouldn't consider it the social norm. I mean, the messages that come in sometimes are absolutely wild. But, you know, we thank you for them. This is something that I think a lot of people are either comfortable with or clearly they're definitely not. But Elena's husband is kind of shaming her and be like, look, our son is 9. It's time to put some clothes on. You can't be walking around naked all the time in front of our son. So we'll ask the question this morning, is what's the age limit here? 585-252-9800. When do you stop being naked in front of your child? How old should your kids be? Because there's clearly a cutoff limit at some point. What is it?
I don't think there is, because if you're going to implement this type of lifestyle and this way of living, it's so normal in your household that I don't think you need to stop.
I don't think you need to stop
because you've been doing it for so long. It'd be weird if you did stop.
No, you definitely need to stop.
I don't think you
do. It just becomes inappropriate. Like if I was 11 or 12 and my mom's walking around naked in the kitchen, I remember feeling a certain way. Even walking in the room and seeing her in a bra, I'm like, oh, sorry. You get uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, then you're just not that close with your family.
No, not like that. I'm not.
So
Sarah's here. She goes, LOL, I'm 28. And my mom still opens the door when she's peeing to talk to me. Some families do not care.
Yeah.
My dad always covered up, but my mom never really cared, at least with me. And I think the max age is maybe 7. If her son is 8 or 9, it might be time to start covering up. Julie says, ew, this is creepy.
Let me just put it this way. If I were to walk in on anyone in my family naked, my reaction wouldn't be, ah, oh my God. It would just be like, oh, hey, what's up? Like,
yeah, and then, but you.
I mean, I wouldn't like sit there and stare at them,
right.
I would just go about my day and move past them and get what I needed to get.
Like, sure, yeah. You're not, I mean, you know, especially if you're walking into their room, it's their room. Who else is here? I mean, mine are 9 and 6. It's the same thing. If you walk into my room while I'm changing, then there you go. You saw me naked. I'm not going to stop.
This person says, a naked household is weird. End of story. Not really, because it's your house. So, like, you can do whatever you want to do in your house. This person says, when your son is uncomfortable being naked in front of you, that's a sign to stop. That's a sign that you should also stop.
Oh, I see. And that's a good point, too. Okay, let me ask you this. Maybe this isn't even the right question to ask you, because I don't think you're ever going to get to a point of being uncomfortable around someone being naked.
Never.
Didn't you go to a bachelorette party and you were just naked the whole time in front of people you didn't know?
I was naked the whole time, but yeah, I was naked.
Butt naked?
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. I don't know where you get your confidence from, Breezy.
You gotta be comfortable with yourself.
I envy you. Chris says, I try not to treat nudity as a big deal, but I think 9 is crazy because kids today start to become interested in girls at 9 and it ruins it for them. If they have an image in their head of their mother naked all the time, so cover it up, yo.
Yeah, yo.
My mom, you guys, used to walk around naked from the bedroom to the bathroom. And even as an adult, I would shut my eyes and yell, Mom, what the heck? Nobody wants to be seeing that. But it really depends on the parents. I would say whatever they're comfortable, that's the cutoff.
I don't know. I think everyone's just like very dramatic about like naked bodies and nudity. And it's like we all have it. The moment you get over yourself, I think that's what should be taught at a young age. And that's why I don't think there should be a cutoff. It's like if you make it weird, your children are going to feel weird about it for the rest of their lives and feel like, oh my God. Tremble when they walk in on someone. Or listen, if you walk in on someone on the toilet and you didn't know they were in there, oh my God, you startled me. I'm sorry. I'm not startled because you're naked. I'm just startled because I actually literally scared you and you scared me because I wasn't expecting you.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with your pants being around your ankles. It has nothing to do with anything. I also don't want you to be uncomfortable and embarrassed. There's no need to be uncomfortable and embarrassed around me. I'm definitely not uncomfortable nor embarrassed.
This we know. Tanya says, my older kids are 14 and 11, and they still see us nude. We would never go into their space in the nude, but they're welcome to come into our space when we're bathing or changing, and we often do. We've shared hotel rooms over the summer, and I was a little surprised that my 14-year-old was perfectly comfortable changing in front of all of us, but I would never introduce shame. So there you have it.
No.
But if you...
No need.
I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, if kids are growing up this way, and you're never telling them, hey, cover up. They might do it in school, too. Let's get naked.
Okay. Maybe. They could. They could do it anywhere. But I think you can set a clear boundary of like, hey, you're free to do whatever you want to do in this house when it pertains to your body and feeling free outside of the house. You're going to get arrested. Period, point blank. Amy from SOTUS is here. My kids are 15, 17, 21, 24, and still walk into my room and bathroom while I'm nude. It's not a sexual thing. It's your body. Period, point blank. And the fact that...
Like I said, some families are closer.
And the fact that people make it sexual, ugh, weird on you. Ugh. You're gross for that. Sorry. That's how I feel.
Yeah, no, well, listen, that's fine. But even now, as a 41-year-old man, I'm not comfortable with seeing my parents nude. I'm just not going to do it.
Because they stopped at the ripe age of 9.
No, listen, if I'm 10 years old and I'm uncomfortable being nude in front of my parents, then yeah, that would be a sign for, okay, let's put some clothes on, everybody. That's what I'm saying. There's nothing shameful about being naked, especially in the privacy of your own home. But when everyone's doing it together, I just never understood. I couldn't wrap my head around that.
Moose is like, I make the rules and that's what, put your clothes on. Your dad's like, we pay the bills, so.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. Thanks for the messages on Parental Confidential today. It's PXY Mornings. Stay there. 98
PXY. If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Last week on the show, Breezy shared with us a few things that were going on with her health that were concerning and were scary. And then yesterday, you saw your doctor for a follow-up. Is that right?
Initial
yep. Follow-up.
No follow-up. Just... I went for my annual OBGYN appointment, and happens every year around this time, and I knew I was having that, so I didn't make an appointment for anything, because I was like, oh, I'm going to see her in a couple short weeks here, so I'll ask her about it then. And normally when you go for a pap, they examine everything from your boobs down to your, you know, vagine. So, if you missed the conversation last week we had about me feeling like an abnormal lump on my left breast that has been there for about a month, and the anxiety that I've been feeling around it has been coming in waves, I'll say.
Yeah.
But yesterday, I, like I said, had that appointment. And if you live in and around this city, you know the construction is back in full force. And I was on my way there. We had a meeting here that was supposed to be an hour. It went to 2 hours. I was way more behind than I thought. And add traffic on top of that, I nearly missed my appointment. I got there like 10 minutes late. And they're like, that's the cutoff. We have to reschedule. I was like, no. Like, I need to see this person. Like, I'm having like a near medical emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were going to try and reschedule me. And I was like,
having to wait for the appointment in itself is so anxiety driven. And then think about them canceling and you having to do this all over again and wait another week or two.
And yeah, or a month. I mean, like, that's how far you book these appointments a year in advance, right? And that's kind of how it works. And I got there and I just need to give credit where credit is due. I absolutely love my OBGYN. I absolutely love her down at Thompson. I'll say her name. Her name is Cassandra Gleason. I literally love her so much. She's probably like 5 years older than me, but she's just so like real and talks to you like a normal person. You know how there's such a disconnect between doctors and patients, and it's just like, well,
they come into the room, they start using terminology you don't know.
Correct. And it's very intimidating and scary. And I talked to her about my concern because they ask you before the appointment, do you have any spots of concern for the visit today? And I said, you know, yeah, I've been experiencing this abnormal lump, whatever. So she looked at it, she felt it, and was like, we need to get you in to go get a mammogram,
right,
an ultrasound, and then, if worst case scenario, biopsy for that. She was like, I have a very low threshold when it comes to sending people to get imaging, like in the sense of if there's anything abnormal, I'm just going to send you just to be safe because you just better safe than sorry. So I did that. Everything came back normal from everything else. And I went off and made the appointment to do my first ever mammogram. Mm-hmm. Now, I was looking into this and researching it and talking to my mom. And you don't have to really start getting mammograms as a woman for women's health till you're like between 40, 45. So, I mean, that's like 10 to 15 years before when I should. And I've also never experienced it. But again, I would rather do it and get it over with to make sure everything's good.
Yeah.
The one thing she did say is, you know, you've lost a very significant amount of weight. And this could have always been there. And now it's just very much so coming to the forefront.
That's also kind of scary to hear.
Right. But at the same time, like, I do have a skin condition that makes me have lumps and cysts and all these things in my body. It's not so much like relevant that much anymore. It's not prevalent in my body since I've lost so much weight because the disease really did thrive on obesity.
But there is a possibility, I'm sure she said, that it could be a cyst.
Yeah, she said it could be literally anything. It could be the worst case scenario or it could be literally nothing. And it could just be, but I had my mom feel it. She's like, you know, I felt a lot of her friends have had breast cancer and things like that. She's like, I felt that. She's like, yours is like moving around. So it's not like a hard thing. So where does that leave us now, right? Like, I talked to my girlfriend about it. My girlfriend is very much anxiety ridden and she was very scared and nervous. And
that is
comforting and sweet, but also scary.
Yeah.
But it's also like, I'm not going to take away from her feelings, but again, this is my thing and my body. I'm not going to lie. Like, I am a little nervous. Like, and I'm not trying to be like drama about this. I'm not trying to like, because it very well could be nothing, like, obviously. But I think the real point of contention here and the real conversation at hand is just the anxiety behind working yourself up before you actually know, right? Like, I don't know, but your mind can't help but go in one direction and then swing back like a pendulum into the other direction. Yeah. And it just does that back and forth. And I won't know for 2 weeks. I don't go till next Friday. And I'm also scared to get a mammogram. I mean, I've never done that before either.
I don't know how many of you listening have had to have that procedure done. But if you can shed some light on it, of course, we would appreciate it.
Right.
I mean, we're all scared of the unknown. Right. That is the hardest thing. And waiting for 2 weeks to get this done, that's even more difficult.
So I'm trying to just like be normal and like not fixate on it, of course. But
it's hard.
It's hard. It's hard with the level of anxiety that I deal with on a near daily basis. Also being with a person who I absolutely love with my entire heart and cares about me to the 10th degree, but also is having anxiety and thoughts and feelings around it too, which she's totally valid and allowed to have those, of course.
What would make you the most comfortable? What do you need in your life?
Right now?
Yeah.
To have the appointment tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I mean, well, let's say from the people around you.
I think my mom will come with. She was like, do you want me to come with you to the appointment?
Yeah.
I think she'll come with me. But it on the phone, talking to the breast imaging center, they're like, you need to carve out anywhere from 90 minutes to 3 hours to be with us. Because
that's a lot.
They find out everything right then and there. And if further testing needs to be done, they do it right then and there. It's not like...
You gotta wait for the biopsy. Yeah, okay, so all of it is in one sitting.
Correct.
It's still a lot. It's a lot, but at least you find out right away.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that it's just a random cyst that probably has been there for quite some time. Mm-hmm. But now that I've lost weight and a significant cup size in my boobs, nobody talks about that when you lose weight. I'm like, where did they go? It's literally, where's Waldo? That could very much be it as well. Not trying to fearmonger or scare anyone or scare myself. That's not what I'm trying to do. I think the conversation here is just health and anxiety are not a great combo. They're not a great mix.
Yeah.
Because our bodies are incredible. But they're also so terrifying. So terrifying.
And it doesn't help when you have people like ourselves that try to self-diagnose.
Am I WebMD? Like, oh, we're going, I know exactly what it is. They're like, you don't.
We're going don't in a WebMD. Right.
So I'll keep you guys updated. Again, I shared this last week and I had a lot of people come up to me, you know, while I was out at Lilac and was like, just thank you so much for talking about this because people are like, I feel crazy for thinking this way. But when I hear you talk about it, it makes me feel less alone and less crazy.
Yeah.
If you feel this way about anything, I don't care if you have a hangnail and you're like, it could be infected. You are not crazy. You are not alone. It's just our brains. They go to places that we don't even know. You know what I mean? We don't even know.
I know you're going to keep us updated.
100%.
And we're all here for you.
100%.
And thinking the best of the best case scenario.
Correct.
I'm probably not even the person that should be sharing this, but you know, ladies, use that 3-finger breast test. You know, you gotta examine your breast.
That makes me feel so comforted. Thank you so much.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to play 98,
it's Breezy's Big Bills Update on PXY.
Oh, I didn't get the. So sorry. Let me go ahead and do that for you. Thank you.
Perfect. My producer, I can't. It's too much. You guys, very exciting news for not only the Bills, but the Rochester area as a whole, because the Bills are set to be featured in HBO's Hard Knocks during training camp right here at St. John Fisher University. So this will be very fun. They announced it yesterday on Wednesday. This HBO series, Hard Knocks, I think it follows different football teams throughout their like preseason. And they're going to be doing it with our beloved Buffalo Bills. So that's going to air on August 5th, it says. It's going to give a behind-the-scenes documentary series that follows exactly what they're doing at training camp, which obviously we know is right here in
That's
Pittsburgh.
Right.
And this will be the 24th time in 26 seasons that they've been right here in our backyard. And the fact that it's going to be documented on an HBO series.
Pretty cool.
Pop all the way off.
August 5th.
I know. I'm very excited for that, given the fact that, you know, I'm a huge Bills girl.
A huge Bills girl.
I mean, they call her Breezy Bills. You know what I mean?
And so. Josh Allen, we trust.
Yes. And the team, their first preseason game is scheduled for Saturday, August 9th against the Giants. So this will be a really great pregame to the pregame. You know what I mean?
Also, if anyone is looking to get rid of their 2025 season tickets for the Bills, I have like $250 burning a hole in my pocket.
They're like, yeah, we'll set up a nice lawn chair for you in the parking lot. That's Breezy's Big Bills Update on PXY.
Yeah.
Sponsored by no one.
It should be sponsored, though. We ran out of sponsorships on the show. We received a pretty heavy message this week from a listener who says her boyfriend passed away 4 to 5 months ago, and recently she connected with someone she really likes, and she's hesitant. But the reason she's hesitant is not because it's too soon. We'll say that. We'll break down her message for Therapy Thursdays coming up next on PXY Mornings.
This weekend.
Memorial Day means a lot to me because it's the day that we remember our soldiers, sailors, everybody that's in the military.
We honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our country.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Therapy Thursdays is a segment we thought about adding to the show. And, well, these messages tend to be a little heavier and out of the ordinary, if you will. For example, Janae from Farmington lost her boyfriend about 4 to 5 months ago, unexpectedly. Now she feels guilty, not about so much moving on too quickly, but she feels guilty about who she potentially is going to be moving on with, if you will.
This is tea.
This is definitely tea. So this is a message we received from the listener. We're going to dissect it live on the air to see how we can help. And of course, we'd love if you can chime in. 585-252-9800. Hi, guys. I'll get right to the point. This is from Janae. I listened to you in the morning. Really wanted to send this your way to see if it's something you would read on your show. I'm so lost right now, only because I tend to care what other people think. My boyfriend tragically passed away 4 to 5 months ago. And it was an incredibly difficult experience. I would imagine it would be. And I really have only just now begun to try and make peace with it. His best friend, who we'll call Kevin, was best friends with my boyfriend since middle school. We really got through the grieving process together. And I can't say that my loss was greater than his, but we've really become close through this ordeal. I always liked him before, but never had more than a passing friendship with him while my boyfriend was alive. But now I can honestly say that he is one of my best friends. I had a few friends who are kind of pushing me about getting back out there. Jeez, it's only been like four, Sally. Yeah, seems kind of quick, but I've been hesitant because it's only been 4 months, but I really did become kind of a hermit. And Kevin was really the only person who's been consistently there for me, even in the times when I didn't feel like going out.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin and I have talked about it, and we both have romantic feelings for each other and have decided to give dating a try. He has been very supportive about taking it slow and has been pretty much the ideal partner before I ever looked at him in a romantic way. Mm-hmm. Do you guys think I'm in the wrong for dating my late boyfriend's best friend?
It's definitely like a trauma bond for sure. 100% trauma bond situation, which I'm not saying is good nor bad. I just think that's what it is.
Yeah, listen, my own
This is two cents here. Rom-com ever, I feel.
Yeah, so. This is definitely a Hallmark film. I don't think 4 to 5 months is a very long time, but people grieve and they move on when they're ready to do so. But, I mean, in the message, Janae, you stated that you had feelings for this Kevin before your boyfriend even passed away. So to me, it sounds like you were just waiting on an opportunity to explore these feelings. And with your boyfriend's passing, well, you got a chance to do it. But I don't know. I can't help but it seems a little wrong. But what are you going to do?
I don't think she was waiting for a boyfriend to pass to explore these feelings. I think.
No, I'm not saying that. I think because he passed away, now she has an opportunity to explore these feelings. I think she liked him before her boyfriend passed.
No, I don't think so.
That's why.
I don't think so at all. I think that they're bonded together due to the fact that they suffered this extreme loss together. And honestly, it's probably the closest she feels to her late boyfriend.
Possibility, sure. I could see that. What do you guys think? Let us know. 585-252-9800. Therapy Thursday's on the show. Janae was the first one to write in for this segment, and it's a heavy one right out the gate. Boyfriend passed away 4 to 5 months ago, and now she seems to have really connected with her late boyfriend's best friend.
In Kevin's case, too, though, because of what I just said about that's probably how she feels the most connected to her late boyfriend, he also needs to take note of that and make sure that he knows that that could also be the case for her. Because he might just be a vehicle for her to feel connected to her boyfriend who has since passed.
Maybe this is just a thing until they kind of can, they're grieving together until they finally get over his death. And it's like, okay, yeah,
right.
Thank you for your help. But I could never do this. If my best friend passed away, I'm not trying to get with his wife. There's no way. I could never. Let's go over to Kelly Wang in first, who says, good morning, guys. I understand that trauma bonding is a real thing, but people should not act on these thoughts and feelings. If I were to unexpectedly die, I would be so angry at both my so-called friend and partner for dating each other after my passing. Being in a romantic relationship with the friend of the late loved one is an awful form of betrayal. Mm. Well, we know how Kelly feels about it.
She's like, yeah, but you are dead. Down at the door.
You are dead, though, so it's not like you're going to feel anything towards it.
Right.
Alexis here. Her boyfriend died 4 months ago, and she's now ready to start dating his best friend. No. If that was me, I would come back from the grave and haunt both of them. Not okay.
She was like, absolutely not. No, thank you. Let's see who else is here.
Can you do this?
Can I do this?
Would you? I mean, Patrice dies tomorrow. She got a best friend you're interested in?
They're all straight, so no, I don't think I can do this.
Okay, right.
Hi, widow here. My husband passed away suddenly when I was 32 and he was 36. Just chiming in to say that very few people can relate to our loss when it comes to timing. Time is not a marker of readiness. Only you know when you're truly ready.
I agree with that.
So that's the tea. Also, she didn't really say how long her and her boyfriend were dating for.
That I don't know.
You know what I mean? It could have been, they could have been dating for 6 months.
I don't get that vibe from this message.
Then again,
who's to say? I mean, she's moving on in 4 to 5 months, but it seems soon. But the last person that just texted in, and when
who's
people
gone
are
through it,
people
yeah.
are ready when they're ready. That's all there is to it. Let me go over to our friend Zach here, who says, I would rather my girlfriend dated one of my close friends if I died. At least I can trust them, and I wouldn't be friends with them to begin with if I thought they were terrible people. As long as nothing was going on between them before I died, I really don't care.
He goes, do
makes
you?
A good point.
Do you, boo? Yeah.
And another person, what does it matter? They're dead. It's not like they're out there somewhere getting mad about it. No, I understand that. There's some people that just this type of situation does not sit well with them.
Yeah.
And I get that. Because there are a lot of people, even when they pass, they're still going to be jealous for all eternity.
All eternity.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So it really, listen, to Janae who wrote in, if it feels right, I guess pull the trigger on it. If that's for lack of a better term.
And you need to also have those tough conversations with that guy and make sure you guys are on the same page. Because listen, the last thing you want to do is get into a relationship with this man and then have things go south. And then that's the only door to your ex that you have. And now he hates you.
Right.
You know? So choose your positioning wisely. Like a game of chess.
Therapy Thursdays on PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What would you do if you caught someone tampering with your property? PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, welcome to the show. Breezy, sometimes I honestly can't tell if you're entitled or just brave. Because if anyone else got caught...
I'm resourceful.
You were resourceful, sure. If anyone else got caught doing this to the wrong person... they can find themselves in a life or death situation, because there are some people that just don't play.
Yeah.
Especially when you touch their bike. And I'm not talking about bicycle.
Especially when you touch their trike. I'll just move your tricycle out of the way. Thank you so much.
Your trike.
Yeah, you guys. It was a... listen, I was coming off of 10 days hosting the Lilac Festival. I know. Let's make the Lilac Festival my entire personality.
That's well, exactly yeah, but you were there for quite some time.
I was there and for a minute. A
couple of the days was not the greatest weather either.
No. And like, listen, as much fun as I had, and I didn't do heavy lifting or work. You know what I mean? It wasn't like crazy, but it takes a lot out of you to be somewhere overstimulated around that many people for that long in the hot sun or rain or whatever the case may be. So it's the last day. And I'm pulling into the quote-unquote employee lot because, you know, if you're going to Lilac Festival, parking's a nightmare and you have to walk 73 miles. No easy feat, right? So I get there and it had rained overnight or the day before. Not sure. All I know is that the field in which they're parking people is a legit mud pit.
Right.
Legit. There is a Chevy Cruze stuck spinning its wheels, and the guy directing people to park is like, we're full, and even if we aren't full, you're not getting in anywhere.
Which pissed you off.
And I was like, watch me, Jonathan. So I was like, I'll find a spot. He's like, whatever you do, do not block anybody in. And if you do find a spot, and I was like, listen, there's spots. I just left this parking lot. Here's what pissed me off is I went there early to go for the run. I did the 10K. And then I had to obviously go home and shower. I was gone for an hour. I was like, my spot is still there. So he was like, all right, whatever. Obviously wasn't accessible because of the Chevy Cruze and blah, 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 blah. I find a spot off the beaten path and there is an opening, but it's a little tight with, God, do we even call it a motorcycle? It was a dirt bike. I mean, let's just call it for what it is.
It was a dirt bike. Vroom, 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 vroom.
There was like a dirt bike that could have been moved over 3 feet. And then I would have fit regardless, but I would have fit more comfortably with the three extra feet.
Right. And you attempted to do what?
So I got out and I was like, let me just shimmy this over. Whatever.
Let me shimmy this dude's dirt bike
don't
over.
Don't park like an idiot and expect people to not use their resources. You know me. I'm a big use your resources kind of gal.
All right. Listen, I got to ask 585-252-9800. Let us know. If you were in this situation, how many of you would get out and move this person's dirt bike? I wouldn't touch anybody's stuff. I've seen too many people trigger happy over this kind of thing. You don't know who you're messing with, especially someone's bike. Granted, it wasn't a Harley.
Listen.
Somebody's dirt bike. But did you even move it?
I work out daily. Yeah. I had just ran 6 miles. I'm like, I could literally deadlift this thing. I didn't even move it an inch.
You couldn't budget.
It was literally... I know nothing about motorcycles. I know nothing about bikes. I know nothing about anything. But I thought, like,
you
can move it just like a bicycle.
Well, don't you have to take the kickstand off?
I don't know. I don't even think you can move it unless it's on or in neutral. I don't know because I couldn't move it.
You got out of your car in the mud at the Lilac Festival. Mm-hmm. And tried to shimmy a dude's dirt bike 3 feet over so you can park in the space.
Mm, correct. Correct. I was unsuccessful, but
this
correct.
Reminds me of a time when you tried to park in the alley here next to the building.
Oh, no. I was parked.
You couldn't get out.
Very much parked. Yes. I was parked in the alley right here. Everyone's like, don't park in the alley. And I'm like, are you going to pay for my parking? They're like, no. I'm like, okay, then I'm going to park in the alley. So I was parking in the alley for quite some time because there's spots back there. And there was a huge Brinks truck that was, I don't think it was a money truck. I think it was like an electrical thing. Whatever. Long story longer, they were blocking me directly. And I, like I said 2 seconds ago, I'm a very resourceful gal and I like to use my resources. And I can pretty much get myself out of any situation. This one, there was no 18-point turn that was going to be taking place. I literally couldn't get out. So I've come to find out that the people that own this truck are on the roof of our building.
And you said it's Brinks?
It was like a box truck. It wasn't like a money truck, but right, it was like one of those big like Brinks size trucks. It was massive.
Sure.
And it wasn't like a work van. It wasn't like a little. It was huge. So I'm like, I got to get to spin class or I'm going to get popped a late fee. And I'm not getting popped a $20 late fee. Like, I'm not doing that. So I use my resources and I look in the window of the driver's side door and the keys are right there in the center console. And I was like, I'll just move it, whatever.
You're kidding me.
So I get in, I'm driving this bus.
You actually got in this dude's vehicle.
Turned it on and backed it up.
God, this is like, I can't tell if it's entitlement or if you're just ballsy. I don't know what it is.
It's not entitlement. It's just, listen, I got to go somewhere and I don't want to.
Honestly,
it's selflessness because I don't want to bother you. I don't want to inconvenience you.
Right.
It's so selfless of me to not get other people involved in my drama. They wouldn't even have known the difference. So now I'm backing it up.
Was there a backup cam?
No. I'm backing it up. And I'm like, let's just hope for the best. And I see this man come charging out of the side door.
Yeah.
Flailing. Wait. I'm like, oh, no. No worries, Jonathan. I'm just moving it. I'll move it back. He goes, okay, please get out of my work.
Yeah, that's a liability.
I'm like, whatever. So he gets out. He's like low-key pissed. But again, I need to go to spin. And he's like, I would be really mad. And this was pre-built my Bills era. He was, I would be really mad right now if you weren't wearing a Bills sweatshirt. But since you're a Bills fan, I'll let it slide. Go Bills. And I was like, go Bills. Skirt out of there.
That so, I would be losing my mind. For
don't,
you
don't
to,
block people in then. I don't know. That's on you, bro.
I'm just saying, for you to get into somebody's car, a stranger, especially a vehicle that big, and to back it up because you saw that the keys were in there, I'm telling you, I've seen news stories. People die.
That's also on you for leaving the keys in there and for blocking me in. And the door unlocked.
Sure.
It's not like I broke in.
Fair enough.
Very much in there.
Brave of him to keep the keys in the ignition. Sure. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he came running after you, and I don't know. Listen, I'm the type of guy where I'm like, well, I guess that's it. I guess I'm missing spin. I envy
you. Sit there and suck my thumb on the stairs.
Listen, I envy
it's
you
to go.
For finding a way, Breeze. You always seem to do it.
I always do. And that's on resilience. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people who are really angry right now, but I don't think we can get
Look at these messages. We got to do a follow-up. We're going to take a quick break and then get back around. You guys, we're going to open the phone and text lines. You can let it rip. Let us know who would do this, because some of the listeners right now are not agreeing with how you handled this situation.
It's 50-50.
Shimmying over the dirt bike.
No, fully.
We'll get back around to this. Circle back coming up after the break.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. People are ruthless in this city. The founder of Conky Cruisers, if you haven't heard of it, that's the nonprofit here in Rochester offering free neighborhood bicycling. And she said she has been robbed for the third time. And after the first theft in 2015, the owner, Teresa Bowick, received a grant from the Greater Rochester Health Foundation to install really big security fences. So after she got robbed the first two times, they reached out and said, look, we want to make sure you have all the security measures that you need.
Mm-hmm.
We love the work you do, especially with the community, and we want to make sure you're safe. So here's 12 grand. Get yourself a really, really big fence to protect all your bikes. And then they stole the fence.
I can't.
This $12,000 fence.
I literally can't.
Gone. And Bowick said these thieves also cut the cords connecting her security cameras.
Of course. Why wouldn't they?
Keep an eye on her storage units. You got these three big storage units that the bikes are in. Those were stolen. And then they get the fence. They wrap it around these storage units. And then they steal the fence. And she said, listen, I started with nothing. We rebuilt from nothing. And we're going to do it again. Mm-hmm. She said, yeah, it absolutely hurts. But I can't stop believing in Rochester. And I absolutely can't stop investing in the youth. She's been knocked down so many times, and this woman just keeps getting back up. It's very inspiring. But
that's on resilience.
You know, I'm telling you right now.
Her and I, one and the same.
Oh, right. Okay. I'm telling you right now, it takes a special type of person, because when you feel that violated over and over again, it says a lot to just keep, because she's not doing it really for herself. She's doing it for the kids. And it's a really cool nonprofit that's been around for quite some time now. So Rochester police responded to the theft report on Monday. They're investigating, as you know. If you have any information, especially video, they're requesting that you call them immediately. If you don't know the number, it's 911. Coming up, we're opening the phone lines to people who want to call in. Some are not happy with Breezy after she shared
and
that.
Some are just... She's so proud of me.
Some are. Yeah. She took it upon herself to move some guy's dirt bike from a parking spot. So she
attempted. Don't give me that much credit. Didn't go far.
She tried to shimmy it 3 feet to the right. She failed, but she did it so she can make room for her car.
Yeah.
585-252-9800.
Don't park like an idiot. I don't know.
Is she resourceful? We'll talk about it coming up next.
This weekend.
Memorial Day means a lot to me because it's the day that...
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, picture this. It's Lilac Festival, it's raining, it's muddy, it's a packed parking lot, cars everywhere, no spaces in sight.
Hmm.
There's this one dirt bike.
It's the last day. I've been there for 10 days.
Taking up a spot, so Breezy gets out of her car and attempts to try and move this bike on her own.
Had to.
The audacity. Laying her hands on another person's ride. Thank God you didn't try this with somebody's motorcycle. That would have been the end of you.
I honestly can't tell the difference, to be honest. I know that's so disrespectful to all my crotch rocket lovers, but I don't.
It's a whole other level of disrespect. 585-252-9800. Some people wanted to share how they're feeling this morning on the topic. Listen, I'm sure there's some people that, like, good on you, Bree.
Yeah.
You don't wait on nobody.
This person says, oh my God, this is great. And then this person says, this is entitlement. Is it entitlement or is it using your resources? Please enlighten me of the difference.
Is it entitlement or is it resourceful?
No, literally.
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Carmen. What's happening,
guys? Carmen.
What up, bro?
Hey, that's probably the funniest story I've ever heard you say.
Thank you so much.
I love it. I love it. I think it's great.
Dude,
I have no problem with you doing that.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, like, if you're going to block me in, like, I'm just not the type of person who waits on other people's time. That's just not who I am. So I'm going to figure out a way to have, like, no inconvenience of yours whatsoever. I'm just going to figure it out, move forward like it never happened.
Carmen, let me ask you something. If you saw
resourcefulness at its finest.
I know, Carmen. Use your resources.
I would have done the same thing. I would have done the same thing.
No, you wouldn't have. You're full of it.
No way. I'm 100%. Telling you, I would have done the exact same thing.
If you saw a car in a parking lot, it was blocking you in with the keys in the ignition, you just jump in and move it?
Yeah, that's on him. Why did he leave the car there? Why did he block her in?
But, exactly.
But you have to understand, this is not like a normal driveway or parking lot. Breezy is not supposed to be parked there.
He didn't know that.
That's her fault for parking there.
That's not a valid argument, Moose. The fact that he blocked her in, he could have said, hey, whose car is this? Or politely parked until she moved.
Right. Correct.
He had options. He had options.
Mm-hmm. He did.
He chose to block my friend in, and I'm against it. I'm glad you did what you did.
Thank you, bestie.
We're getting to know our friend Carmen. Okay, so one thing we know about you is that you're willing to jump in other people's vehicles to move them.
And he's Team Breezy.
And also, you don't like men rubbing your inner thigh during a massage.
We learned so much about you this week. You are third mic. Thank you so much. You have replaced Joe.
Intern Joe's history. All right. Thanks for the call, Carmen.
All right, guys. See ya.
Bye. Yeah, there's a lot of people who are not too pleased. This person says, oh my God, is she for real right now? This is the most entitled a person could be. Okay, perfect. And then this person says, Breezy, good on you. It's honestly very resourceful and very responsible for you to take matters into your own hands. What are you doing over there?
What is happening? PXY, who's this?
It's Toddy. Breezy, what are you doing? You don't touch a guy's bike, for God's sake.
Oh, my God. Not my dad.
Todd, I was hoping you were going to call in, buddy. I'm telling you right now, I cannot believe she took it upon herself, A, to move a guy's truck and get in there, and now she's doing it with some dude's dirt bike. But
My dad owned a motorcycle for like 1 month, rode it one time, and then it sat in the garage for 8.
Yeah, I bought a bike and went to Sturgis like 10 years ago, but the reason why you couldn't move, the thing was in gear. I mean, if you would have pulled it on the clutch, you would have been able to move it easily and would have been able to move it, but anyways. But, so, Moose, one other story. Many, many years ago, he stole my work truck on me and was going to drive it to the gym. I mean, this is a Zuzu over the cab of a big lumber truck, and she's got halfway down the driveway. I think she had enough sense to put it in reverse and drive it back.
Well, it was stick shift, and I knew how to drive stick. So my car was in the shop.
I don't know where she gets this from, Todd.
Not from me. I would never do that.
You would never do that, buddy. So I would never blame you.
No.
Oh my God.
You're a good dad. You're a good man.
He definitely would do it. All right. See ya.
All right, buddy.
Love you. Who else is here? I mean, does anybody else want to roast me? Should we just open up the lines? Come through, Breezy. You're going to start an altercation that you simply can't finish. It's only a matter of time before you get hurt.
Who's this?
I don't understand. Listen, guys, relax. What are you doing over there? What's happening?
I'm trying to screen phone calls and talk to you at the same time.
Okay, perfect.
This guy who's a biker wants to come on, but he wants me to disguise his voice. I need to, hold on, I need to make sure I'm doing this right, because my entire family's life depends on it. All right. Hi, good morning, PXY. Go ahead. Okay, the voice changer is on. You're live.
Hey, listen, I heard what you guys are talking about. I have a chopper, right? And I ride it, and if somebody ever tried to touch my bike the same way you did that person's dirt bike, it would most likely be the last thing that you touch. You know what I'm saying?
What's your name?
It's Bruce.
Right.
Oh, I never would have guessed that. Bruce doesn't come off as the toughest name for a biker.
Wow. All right.
It's disrespectful. You do not touch anyone else's wheel.
Then don't park like an idiot. I don't know what to tell you, Brucey. Bruce.
How about get there earlier and find a parking space? I've been riding for years, and too many people, especially here in Rochester, for whatever reason, are disrespectful towards motorcyclists because they don't share the road.
What about you guys? Yeah. You're weaving in and out of traffic.
I'm not trying to come on here and attack you guys just for what you said, and I wanted to call up and listen, I just want to teach you and everybody else listening that there is proper etiquette when it's dealing with bikers on the road. First thing you do, if I pull the clutch and I'm behind you, that means pull over. Let me through.
Pull over? I don't owe you anything. The entitlement that you bikers have is wild.
Entitlement that you go and you try to touch somebody else's motorcycle. Oh. That's very entitled. Oh, I don't have a parking space. Hey, I may as well move this dirt bike. What?
It's not entitlement. It's being innovative and it's being creative and it's making sure that everybody wins.
It's being innovative.
No problem solving. So look it up.
Oh, that's crazy.
If you see bikers driving or they're packed, the thing to do is just get out of the way. We don't want people separating us, cutting the pack off.
Yeah.
It's a safety thing.
Bruce, what kind of bike do you got?
I modified Harley chopper. We've been working on it for years.
Right. The engine splattered across the ground in your garage. You're trying to put it back together.
I totally understand what you're saying. I've witnessed bike accidents. And a lot of times these motorcyclists don't win, especially if they're one-on-one with a semi.
You need to watch out for us.
But
watch out for yourself as well.
I've seen motorcyclists take a lot of chances, too, on the road. You also got to be careful. Because a lot of times cars can't see you coming. There's a lot of blind spots.
I know what you're saying. Everybody, you got to look out. But listen, some advice. Don't let your mouth write a check you can't cash. The last thing you want is someone like me getting off my bike to approach your vehicle.
Right.
Stop being a dumbass. Pay attention to the motorcycles on the road. We appreciate it. Everybody stay safe.
Thanks, Brucey.
All right, thanks, Bruce, for the call. Let me go ahead and I'll leave it with this.
Hey, nobody here is really paying attention to us. That's weird.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hip music station, 98 BXY.
All right, let's let it rip this morning. 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Do you need to clear the air? Well, we do. Erica's weighing in first this morning, and she says, people who close window blinds on airplanes, they've lost their joy of living. You type of people depress me. There I said it.
It's insane.
I tend to agree with her.
I mean, I don't want that shining. And honestly, like, sometimes it's genuinely so hot. Like, depending on what time of day you're flying or how the weather is, if you don't close it, you're literally going to get burnt.
Sure. They'll ask you after you land if you wouldn't mind closing the window shades
mm-hmm.
to keep the plane cool.
Benny's here. He said, chocolate should be cold. There I said it. No, I honestly believe that eating chocolate cold takes away from the actual taste of the chocolate. It makes it, because you know when you leave something in the freezer, it tastes like the freezer.
If you have a dirty freezer.
Or the fridge. I mean, sometimes it's just like other things in there is latching on to your thing that you're eating. And you're like,
I went to somebody's
like shrimp.
Went to somebody's house once and they made me a drink and the ice cubes stunk. I'm like, when was the last time you changed out your cubes?
Was it my house?
No, it was. Might as well have been. Oh, God. How often do you change out your cubes? It should be every. I'm changing ice cubes every 48 hours.
I have a nugget ice maker, so.
Oh, okay. So you're living in luxury. Got it. Let's go over to Big Ed. What's up, Big Ed? I don't think you should be allowed to name a baby until it's 5. Let's see if it even has a personality first. There, I said it. This guy is so toxic.
I was going to name you Ashley, but you won't stop throwing your blocks at me, so now you're Rebecca. No, I honestly, he has a point there. Mine for today is this. Stop telling girls to close their legs when they're wearing a dress or a skirt if their shorts built in underneath. There, I said it.
Yeah, let them do what they want.
Don't
they want to leave their legs open.
Tell me what to do. Oh, you're wearing a skirt. You should really close your... I'm literally have shorts on underneath. Relax.
Yeah, leave them alone.
Have you ever been to... Well, maybe not. Have you ever gotten a pedicure?
Yeah.
So if you go and get a pedicure... Trust me, I've been there. If you go and get a pedicure in a dress... I mean, but I have short... I'm literally wearing one today. That's why I thought about it. They will come with a blanket.
And cover you up.
The people who are doing your feet will come with a blanket and put it over you so they don't have to see you.
They didn't cover me up with a blanket when I wore my dress. All right, let's go over to this. Hey, what's up, guys? It's Andre from The Rock. I've never heard of you. If your girlfriend says do whatever you want, don't. That's not permission.
That's code for
that's a setup.
You're not going anywhere.
That is a setup. There, I said it. Don't fall for it, players. That's right. Can't do it.
Mm. Jennifer's here. She says, honestly, this might piss some people off, but I truly believe that rage bait is kind of funny. There, I said it. And people fall for it every single time.
I need an example of rage bait.
I think a rage bait is what I just did with the motorcycle thing. When you say something or you post something that you know is... It's you're only doing it to get a reaction out of people, yeah, so they engage with your content or fight with you. You might not even genuinely believe the take. You just want people to lose their minds.
Those are the people that like to chase the drama or the likes or the engagement, whatever you want to call it.
Period.
Let's go over to our friend Nancy here. What's up, Nancy Berger? As a mom of 4 teenage girls, I will say motherhood is the most rewarding thing any woman can do for herself, more rewarding than a successful career or even marriage. I love being a mom. There, I said it. It's very sweet. Blink twice, Nancy, if you need help.
No,
let's go over
literally
to this person. Hey, you guys are awesome. Wish you would play more rock music, but it's cool.
Not our genre.
My there I said it is, if you're not a little toxic, you're probably boring. Spice it up and go someone once in a while. There I said it. All right. Thank you, whoever
that's
you
a
are.
Ghosting. Oh, goodness. Yeah. Mom, there's that.
This is a new thing I've been trying, and I highly recommend it. For anyone that loves French toast, try putting tapioca on it.
What's that?
Tapioca pudding?
Never heard of it.
It's got the beads in it.
Like cottage cheese?
Yeah.
Ew.
What is in tapioca? Are they gelatin balls?
Not,
what is in that?
Not you recommending something that you have no idea what it is.
Listen, I've been trying to figure out tapioca since
you know,
I was 5.
This guy's best thing ever. I'm like, describe it. He's like, can't. Don't know.
Listen, when I was a kid, my aunt would give me tapioca pudding. She didn't know that it had the little tiny balls in it. So she took it away
You're
and threw
tripping.
It out
yeah.
because she thought somebody poisoned it. I'm like, no, they're always in there. She goes, no.
She goes,
I'm not taking any chances.
Describe to me tapioca and spell it. You're like, I can't. My hands are tied.
God, what is in tapioca? It's, they're tapioca balls.
No.
Yeah, tapioca is a starch. It comes from the cassava plant.
Right.
Probably not even saying that
it's
right.
It's not.
Let's go over to Leah. All right, let's get to
There's
one more
There's a
here.
Tapioca house, bar, and grill here in Rochester. On Lake Ave.
Oh, there. We're going to get in trouble.
No fully. They're like, and this is your last day on the air. So.
Leah says, couples who say we finish each other's sentences are the worst type of people. There, I said it.
Aww.
That's kind of like Breezy and I. I feel like I feel like sometimes you and I, we finish each other's sentences.
Yeah. Oh my
God, I hate this. I hate it so much.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98.
PXY Mornings. Moose and Breezy, welcome back to the show. Well, we have a question for you guys this morning. What is one thing you try to get once a year, even though you don't need it? For me, it's boots. For me, it's wooden hangers. I don't need any of the things.
But you gotta fulfill that once a year. Mine's more like not in the realm of medical, but I don't know if I'm like addicted or obsessed or whatever the case may be. I try to get new glasses once a year. And not only get new glasses, I go and get an eye exam. It was just last year, and it's around this. It just popped up in my memories. That's why I'm bringing it up. It was
eye
around
exam.
This time last year. I went to go get an eye exam because I wanted new glasses. And I was like, well, I'm not going to get new glasses if my prescription is old. So I'm sitting there with the, what is he, optometrist, whatever the
optometrist
guy.
Yeah.
And he looks at me and he's like, didn't we just see you?
We just did this.
And I was like, last year. He's like,
yeah, this is every 10 years.
Yeah, you're supposed to get an eye exam every 3 to 5 years. I'm like, oh.
I can't tell you the last time I got an eye exam. I think it was when I took my road test.
I'm like so paranoid about like going blind and having cute glasses that like it's just, it goes hand in hand.
Why do you wear glasses?
I can't see without them, really.
Yeah, but you don't drive with them.
No, I have a pair of glasses in my car that I keep in my car at all times. Yeah.
It's so nice having perfect vision. It really is a luxury.
Oh, is it so nice?
20/20, baby, all day long. Hearing?
It's a little bit of a... It's
hearing 30/30.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. It's a little shameful when you're in that situation because you're like, hey, and they're like, you don't need to be here at all. I'm like, but I'm just trying to be proactive. And they're like, not needed. Not at all. Go home.
I'll tell you what, I love babies, you know what I mean? I don't go crazy over them like some people. Then it gets to a point where it gets creepy. But I saw a little baby, probably not even a year old, and he had glasses on. Oh, it melted my heart. This little boy had glasses with the straps.
With the little headband thing. He's
got a rubber band around his head. I'm like, oh my
God. I questioned everything when I saw a baby with glasses. So I was like, how do you know that they can't see? They can't tell you.
Yeah, how do you know?
Be like,
that's a great
Mom,
question.
How do I can't see anything. I think you have to maybe get them.
They give a 5-month-old an eye exam?
No, literally. No, you have to like,
read the bottom line.
They're like, ah. You have to watch them. And if they're like running into things or they're like being examined by someone who actually works with children in that realm. But hilarious. Okay. Hilarious, yeah. But I'm fighting back the urge to go get an eye exam because this is when I do it every year for the past 3 years on the year mark, and they don't want me back. So they don't want me.
2 weeks ago, I went into the DMV because I had to get the real ID.
Oh, classic.
I felt like I was in a clinic in downtown LA all over again selling my plasma for a lousy $20. I was at the downtown DMV. Interesting crowd in there. But when you get a real ID, you have to make an appointment.
Right.
So guys, don't make that mistake of just walking in there. Right. It ain't going to happen. Make an appointment. Well, when you walk in, there's two lines. The line for the appointments and the line for just, hey, I'm going to spend my whole afternoon here.
Right.
Well, I was in the appointment line. Nobody else was in that line. There's a line of 30 people and then there's me. So I walk in and who do they call up? You have an appointment, sir? Sure do. Come on up. And this lady freaking loses it behind me. I've been here all day. And I look back and I go, did you make an appointment?
So condescending.
Yeah, it was.
So condescending.
So condescending. And she's losing her mind. And I made, and let me tell you something. When it comes to the real ID, I was pissed because I brought 20 forms with my address on it. This is where I live. She goes, we can't accept any of these.
Stop.
I go, what do you want? I said, here's my driver's license. She goes, do you have an RG&E bill? I said, no, I pay for it online. Well, you'll have to make another appointment.
That, no,
I said, I'm not doing that.
I'm not.
I said, lady, I will lose my mind right now.
No, thank
I said,
you.
She goes, well, you've only been here 20 minutes. Some of these people have been here for 2 hours. I said, that's not my problem. I made an appointment.
Not at all.
So I said, tell me what I can do to just fill out another form to make sure I handle this today. I do not want to come back here. She goes, what's the current address on your license? I said, it's my parents' address.
Right.
She goes, all right, we're going to have to keep that then. Fill out a new form. What's the difference?
What are we doing here?
So I fill out a whole new form, do the whole thing. I was there for over an hour.
I swear to God, it's not a necessary thing. It's people on a power trip. And that's what it boils down to. They have power over you and whether your day goes smoothly or down the gutter.
I said, all right, I get a real ID. What's the enhanced ID? She goes, well, the enhanced ID, you get the American flag at the bottom, which means you can get into Canada and Mexico without a passport. I said, all right, well, I have a valid passport. She goes, then don't get the enhanced ID.
Yeah.
Said, well, how much is this? Bucks. 17 bucks I paid.
It's all a money grab.
That's what it is. You go to get a real ID, make an appointment, you know, and you're going to piss everyone else off who's been standing there for 6 hours who doesn't have an appointment. But PXY Mornings, Moose Parisi, going to be a beautiful day today with 100% chance of rain. All right. I love when we get messages from listeners asking if we can help settle a debate. It's like, why on earth would you choose us to do that?
Right.
And this message came in from a girl by the name of Melissa. It's a very pretty name. What a pretty name. And Melissa writes, hi, Moose and Breezy. Can you help settle a debate I'm having with my stubborn boyfriend? We stopped the other day in Penfield to run into the store. And since the regular spots were taken, he pulled into one of the customer pickup spaces. He does this everywhere. I can't stand it. You're not supposed to use them unless a store has to bring stuff out to you. He laughed, told me I'm a little goody two-shoes, and according to him, it's just a leftover rule from COVID when people were afraid to go into the stores. I love the dude, but I can't get in his head that it's a lack of courtesy. I'm hoping you will knock some sense into him.
Mm.
Okay.
Interesting.
How many people do this? 585-252-9800. And also, if you see someone else do this, do you have a problem with it? Or do you just mind your own business?
Right.
I'm irritated. I'll have a problem with it, but I'm not saying nothing. I'm not going to say nothing.
I mean, like, is someone staying in the car? Or, like, are you just running in and someone's in the car? Or are you just, like, leaving your car there?
That's a great question.
Because I think that really...
They're supposed to bring it out to you.
Right.
So nobody should be leaving the car. You don't have to when you park in that spot.
Period.
The people who do this are the same people that park in expecting mothers parking spaces.
No, they're not.
Most likely not.
Because you know what? That's a medical issue. This is not a medical issue. This is just you. And also, furthermore, I mean, if people are actually using those spots the way they say they're going to, then they're going to come and they're going to go. It's not like they're going to be lacking any spots. So.
Yeah, but if you're not getting a pickup, you can't park in those spots. They're not for you. That's not what that is.
If you're going to
park in that spot,
you're going to run in for one thing. Yeah.
You can't run in.
But you're technically picking up one thing.
Well,
it's not like you're grocery shopping. It doesn't say grocery shopping spot.
You don't leave the car.
No.
You text that you're there. They'll bring your stuff out to you. That's what those spots are for.
Right.
You're just parking your car there. See ya.
Bye.
Be back in a half hour. Got to get my grocery shopping.
I actually just like make... No, I won't. But I actually make it a game.
How quick you can get back out?
How quick I can get back out.
I did. See, you do it for the adrenaline rush.
Of course. I do.
This is who I wanted to talk to. Hey, I'm a security guard who used to get cars towed for that behavior. I love seeing people scream.
Right.
Okay, touche. Good morning, guys. Jen here. I park in curbside pickup all the time. If nobody is parked there, no harm, no foul. People get too worked up these days. It's not the same thing as parking in a spot for expecting mothers or handicap. See, you're part of the problem, Jen.
It's not the same thing. I genuinely believe it's not the same thing. So, because...
No, I do believe...
That's where... It's a HIPAA at that point. You know what I mean? That's a HIPAA thing.
I don't. But parking and handicap, that's a totally different offense.
Right.
You know, I'll never park in handicap parking.
No.
I'll use a handicap stall in the men's room all day, every day.
As someone in a wheelchair is waiting for you to come out.
That was one time.
Yeah, that did happen.
What are the odds of that? Guy's waiting outside the door for me. It's just me staring at his wheel. That was it.
It's insane.
Who else is here this morning? Let's go over to Matthew. Yeah, I'm not a fan. I also boxed in some asshat's car the other day at the Walmart because he parked in handicap. So I surrounded his car with shopping carts. Oh, there was a guy on TikTok. There's a guy on TikTok who did this same thing, but he zip tied the carts to the door handle of the vehicle.
That's insane. That's a federal offense.
Federal?
That's a federal offense.
I mean, it is a pain in the ass, I will say that, especially
like, what?
You don't have a knife to cut those zip ties.
You go to the helping hands, you're like, hey, can you help me out here?
Good morning, guys. I agree. The same people who park in these spots are the same ones who have no problem parking in handicap. Tell your boyfriend he's inconsiderate. You hear that, Melissa?
Period.
All right, well, you got to talk some sense in a minute. I mean, is this the guy you want to spend the rest of your life with? Let's talk about this for a second. Is it? Because if he's got no problem doing this, he's got no problem putting the toilet seat back down. He's got no problem leaving the trash can full, waiting for you to do it.
I think we're jumping.
You need a real man.
Jumping to conclusions here. I really do. Are you volunteering as tribute? Like, what's happening here?
I always put the toilet seat down in my house, and I live alone. That says a lot. I will never keep it up.
That does say a lot. But
this is how sick I am. I noticed I left it up one day after I left the apartment. I had to go back and put
You need help. You need a psych eval immediately.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.